You're listening to the Collective Brain Network.
Chainsaw Testicle Master.
Chainsaw Testicle Master.
It's like the tape.
Chainsaw. Was it? Hello, everyone. Welcome to the smooth sounds of the Collective Brain Podcast, now in its marvelous 20th season. I'm your presenter, Jay, and this week we have Brad on the harpsichord, and we have Jimmy on the bassoon. It's not too early. It's bassoon. All right, let's say we crack this nut open. Episode 231. All right, so as Ken said last week, he is on one of his annual fishing tournaments.
Hey, ding.
So hopefully he wins. Hopefully he wins that 100 grand in shares. I mean,
I think he's.
You think he'd call back if he won?
Yeah, I don't.
Bye.
Don't think you'll get too far on 100 grand nowadays, but it would help.
King Thailand.
We've got Brad. How's it going?
Hey,
with you in your land.
Hey, everybody. Since he's not here, how doing? How doing?
Ding. Yeah.
The only man working in St. Louis.
Oh, Brad.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, how's that going? He's still working.
Wait, aren't you working? You're working, right? For now.
Oh, actually, yeah,
Jason.
Yeah, I am.
You're in St. Louis County, right?
Yeah, that works.
So there.
So yeah, I was telling Jimmy earlier. You know, initially they said we'll give 2 to 3 weeks of work to close out the building. I was like, okay, well that's not going to happen. Well, tomorrow starts week 3. It's hard to believe I've been there 2 weeks already. And he called me today. We talk daily, but today he said, "Yeah, so just we're not holding you to anything. We're not trying to speed you up. Just what do you think? How long do you think you have left?" That's what I think. Really, probably another 6 weeks. But I told him. We're probably looking at 4 weeks. I said, but don't hold me to it because every estimate I've given so far has been wrong because so much pops up that we don't even expect or whatever, delays. So we set October 30th as our kind of goal to be done. Mm-hmm. But I know it's – I really don't think it's going to be done by then, but we'll see. I'm just happy to be working. You know, that's fine. Whatever. I'm there as long as it takes.
Sure. I'm sure you'd like the schedule again.
Yes, schedule. Yeah, there's a lot of advantage. The only thing I really don't like, and man, I didn't miss it, and it's that drive, that commute. Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, when it comes down to eventually, if I do end up having to look, boy, I'm going to look over here for sure, somewhere right. A lot closer.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, that 7-minute drive for me is a killer.
Oh, jeez. See, that's what I want right there. Imagine 2 hours just sitting there wasting your time. You think?
But think all those podcasts you listen to.
That's what I used to say. I'd be like, yeah, but look, but I can really do without them. If it was a choice of, you know, being home or.
Sure.
Riding around for 2 hours listening to podcasts. Well, anyway, so have you heard? Oh, and let's bring Jimmy in. Jimmy, come on in.
Hey, Mills.
Water's fine.
So I want to, especially with Jimmy here too now, I'm glad you showed up. Have you guys heard of this computer game called Phasmophobia?
Yeah, I thought it was a typo for Phasmagoria.
That's what I thought, too, at first. Because Phantasmagoria. Yeah, that was a game way back in the day. But
that was a game or a magazine?
It was a game. Phantasmagoria.
Like
am I thinking
something.
Of a magazine?
There was one, something like Phantasm. No, Fangoria.
Phantasm is
Fangoria.
A movie.
Yeah, that was the magazine.
Phantasm, Zach Mask. Phantasm's great.
Yeah, I need to watch those. So this Phasmophobia, it just came out, and it's on Steam VR. It's an option. You know, you can play it in VR if you want. But
yeah.
You get on there with friends. It's a multiplayer game, and you investigate houses. You're ghost hunting.
Oh, so
and you're
like, well,
and it's
going to be good at this.
Yeah, it's awesome watching the videos. They've got all the equipment. You know, the EMF detectors,
the PKE meters.
Yeah, they got one of those.
The ghost traps.
Yes, they've got it all. And you look for clues, and you listen. You know, in your
fun,
and with your microphone, you actually talk to the ghosts. Like if you know, like the lady's name who supposedly died in the house, you're like, you know, Sarah Parker, can you hear me? Are you here?
Are you one of the Sex in the City ghosts?
Why the long face? Yeah. So, but it is so awesome. And if someone gets a reading in a room, you know, like all the friends run in there and they're taking, one guy's got a camera, he's filming, one's you got a voice recorder. And man, it
what,
just looks pretty cool.
How do you win? Or do you not? Is it just,
I don't know.
Is it like being a truck driver? One of those truck driving simulations that Jimmy plays.
I don't play that shit.
Then when you get to the end, they load you up and send you right back. It's like, oh,
right.
Gotta do it again?
Or do you win by becoming a ghost?
I don't know. I've never watched it that far. I've just seen bits and pieces of gameplay.
That's fun.
Man, yeah, it looks pretty neat. Especially now in the COVID days when you can't.
Is it becoming a hit?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, no, I've not heard of that. And you play that on, is that your Apple IIe? Is that what you play that on?
Well, I've got the Atari 2600 hooked up.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I...
Dreamcast.
Dreamcast. That's a good one, too.
So, anyway, wow, what an intro. This is the first episode in October. And I know Jimmy and I have already talked about the movie, you know, horror movies or whatever. It's just getting toward Halloween, and especially with a plague in the air, you know, this year's even grimier and scarier than ever. I thought tonight we would talk a little bit about horror movies. I've got a couple to talk about, and then
all right,
and to kick off this horror fest, we're going to be talking about Hollywood Heaven.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Hollywood Heaven. This is it's kind of catching on. You know, we're getting a lot of feedback about Hollywood Heaven. People die all the time. And, you know, more and more, we're losing more of our Hollywood icons and even lesser known Hollywood people that we see them on screen. We don't recognize their names.
Well.
But we see their faces, you know, and like, hey, they've been in stuff. But today, we actually lost Clark Middleton. He was an actor in Twin Peaks and The Blacklist. He was in Kill Bill Volume 2, Snowpiercer. He was 63. He was short. He was very short. I don't know if he was actually considered to be, you know, he had a growing issue, kind of like Webster or that little boy, Webster. Yeah, we lost him today. We didn't lose anybody big this week for Hollywood.
I see what you did there. All right.
Yeah. anyway, that concludes this week's Hollywood Heaven.
Okay, I know Brad likes a good horror movie.
Like the Bulbish.
I started watching The Evil Dead earlier.
Oh, shit.
Oh, first time?
First time. Yeah, the 1981.
All right.
They were talking about it on a podcast that I listened to, and I thought, you know what? I've never seen that, so let me give it a shot.
Yeah?
And, man, I'm getting the same feeling from it as I got from Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Caddyshack. Oh.
In no.
Caddyshack.
In that the time period that it was made and filmed, you know, it's just so like grainy, and it's, you know, just out in the middle of nowhere, out in the woods. Everyone looks so 70s. The cars, you know.
That came out, you said that came out in 81?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And it's so, and you know, like, what, Halloween came out in 78?
Okay.
Is that right?
Yeah, it was 10.
And it's like such a, you know, like, I kind of compare Evil Dead to, like, Flash Gordon film.
Oh, yeah.
As, you know, as Star Wars came out in 77, Flash Gordon, I think, came out in 80.
Yeah.
And, like, Flash Gordon was so cheesy and, like, this weird stylistic thing. And Evil Dead is kind of the same thing to me. Like, there's so many cheesy moments in it. But it's, like, horror comedy.
Yeah, yeah.
Even Evil Dead 2 is even more so.
Okay.
I don't know if you watched that yet.
No, but I plan on watching all of them eventually. But yeah, the way it's filmed, man, it's awesome.
Yeah,
the shots.
Sam Raimi did that first one, right? He did second and third.
Oh, okay. Right? I know he did the first one, and Jimmy, he's the one that went on to make Hercules.
That was exactly the theme song. Good job.
Have you ever seen that, Jimmy, The Evil Dead?
Yeah, it's too goofy.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I could see. And I'm not... movies don't scare me. I just have to say it right there.
No.
Movies scare the shit out of me.
So I'm not in it to get scared. That's...
Okay.
But, like, especially... there's just something about that... low budget, cheesy, but when it's done good, like this one, like I said, the shots, there's just, it's really awesome. I really like, I'm like half hour into it. So I don't know if,
oh, you haven't finished it yet.
No, I just started it earlier.
Oh my God.
And there's my, 25% of the movie review or whatever.
Well, what's everybody's top five horror movies?
Poltergeist.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess that's a horror movie. I always Amityville Horror. That was a staple growing up. And then, man, I don't know, Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Massacre.
That one. Man, same thing. That was just like weird. I want to watch it again. I remember I liked it. I just saw that one like 2 years ago, first time.
Really?
Yeah.
But that don't make it right.
I like how it's narrated by John Larroquette.
Man, yeah, I gotta see that.
Exorcist.
What, Exorcist? Yeah, I need to see that. I don't know if I've ever seen the whole thing.
What?
I don't know. I've just never cared for these kind of movies until recently.
You see when you're 10 and you get freaked out.
So what would be some of yours... Brad.
Well, Shining is up there.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. I like that.
You ever seen the film Audition?
No.
Japanese film?
Uh-uh.
Oh, my God. It is so freaky.
Huh. Okay.
Let's see. Exorcist, of course. Let me see. There's this other Japanese film called Haozu. Or it's called House in English. It's about these teenage girls who go visit this teenage girl's aunt, and like the house itself is haunted, and it's just it's very cheesy. Like it's kind of what you're talking about. If you liked Evil Dead the way it's going so far, you'd like House.
Okay.
House.
Of course. Have you seen the original Wicker Man?
No, but I know you've mentioned that before. Wicker Man.
That's great. Okay. It's got Count Dooku in it.
Oh, okay.
Christopher Lee.
Bush. In it.
That's great.
Barbara Bush.
Misery. Well, I don't know. Like, Misery's a good. It's not really. You consider that a scary film? I don't know. She's just wacko.
Yeah.
I really liked Dr. Sleep. I thought that was pretty good. I don't know if you guys saw that.
No.
The sequel to The Shining.
Oh, okay. No, I haven't seen that.
With Ewan McGregor.
I heard he's British.
I heard that, too. I heard he's the cousin of Wedge.
Oh.
Antilles?
Nice.
The actor. How about The Babadook? You guys see that?
Yes, I saw that.
Did that do anything for you? Did that move your needle, Jay?
No. That was kind of disappointing.
Okay.
That was,
how about or Get Out?
Get Out?
Get Out? Us?
No, I haven't either of those. Man. Hmm. Now, another one I love. Oh, here's something I started watching last night. Shadow of the Vampire. Have you seen that?
Hmm. Yeah, with Willem Dafoe playing Nosferatu.
Yes.
It's about the filming of Nosferatu.
The filming of it, yeah. Which,
yeah, that.
I knew the premise of it, you know, and I've got Nosferatu. I've had that for a few years. I've watched it a couple times. Mm-hmm. So yeah, something made me think of it last night, and I was like, oh, I want to see the movie about the making of it. So I watch it, and I'm about, I don't know, 20 minutes in or so. And I was like, hold on. Cause at first I was like, cause it showed them going to this remote, or I guess to the castle, to film, you know, it's got this cart full of supplies and this one motor car, you know, driving, and just all these, about a dozen people, and I guess they were going to be living there at the castle while they filmed, you know, and it was just neat seeing kind of if that's how it really was, you know, like setting up the shots, and then they would actually reenact some of the shots from Nosferatu. So I'm watching it, and I'm like, oh, this is really cool. I was like, I wonder how accurate how much work they went into like making this accurate, and I looked it up, and it said the fictitious story. Right. I was like, ah, knocked it down just a notch or two, but it's still, man, I'm loving watching it though. It's still pretty cool seeing it from outside of the filming of it.
You ever see Pan's Labyrinth?
I started that one. Is that
subtitles?
Yeah, I think that was the problem. I think I started watching it at night. That's what's his name? Who did that?
That's the guy who directed Guillermo del Toro.
Yeah, that's it. William the Bull. Okay.
What about you, Jimmy?
Yeah.
I thought that Lighthouse movie sucked.
You saw that?
Stupid movie.
Was it?
Nothing. It was so dumb. I wasted my time with that one.
Was that a horror movie?
It was supposed to be. It was billed as a spook movie.
Huh.
Nothing wrong with it.
Spoiler alert. I was
prepared for.
Spoiler. Okay. Yeah. Anything else?
The Conjuring was good in the last few years.
What do we think of the It remake?
I think I haven't rewatched it. I don't think I'll ever rewatch it.
Jay, did you see those?
No, I've never seen either of them.
Did you see the original?
No, uh-uh.
What? What?
I told you he's a lost soul when it comes to this shit.
That's why. Well, you haven't been scared yet, Jay.
See, maybe I missed. Yeah, I missed my chance.
You've been to haunted houses and shit. Nothing.
No, not haunted houses.
Not a finger.
Tell you what, though.
Rosemary's Baby.
Rosemary's Baby. No, I've never seen that. Is that a good one?
Yes.
Okay.
Hey, Freddy Krueger's? You see the Freddy Krueger's?
Oh, yeah. But that's kind of like...
The first one was freaking creepy and new. And
yeah, it was. Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
That came out. That was crazy.
And Johnny Depp was in it. Right?
Oh, that was his number one movie.
Boy, yeah.
How about the Cabin in the Woods? You guys see that?
No.
Yeah, that was good. That was really good.
That was good, too. Here, Jay, write these down.
Yeah, I am. I started with Audition.
Next week, we're going to ask you to recite some lines from these movies.
Now, remember, I'm working again, so...
That's true.
I'll see what excuses. I can, but...
No excuses.
You've seen... How about Carrie? You've seen that, right?
No, I have not.
I think of that movie, I immediately think of Maximum Overdrive.
I have seen that one.
That was a good...
That's the second time that came up tonight.
Yeah, that's funny.
And the other car movie.
Christine?
Yep, Christine.
Yeah. How about...
They're not really super scary movies.
How about Let Me In? You see that one about the kid vampire?
Yeah, that was really good.
No.
Or Let the Right One In, the original.
I like that one better. And that goes for that. That goes for that Spanish one, too, that Record, REC.
Oh, Rec? Yeah. I've seen parts. I haven't seen that all the way through.
The original one is better, the remake, with that weird-looking chick, American chick. I don't know. That was weird.
How about The Omen? You seen that?
No, I haven't.
Man, I don't...
Come on, Jay.
I don't remember seeing that. I don't think I've seen that one.
The Omen's with Damien, right? The
redheaded kid?
I thought he was dark hair.
Yeah, no, I don't think I've seen The Omen. I've seen all the Hellraisers.
Oh, I think the first Hellraiser is pretty amazing.
Okay.
Is it one and two that go together, or one and three? One and two. Hellraisers kind of go together, don't they? Boop, boop.
I don't know.
Aren't there a bunch of those? Let me see.
Yeah, it's like seven now, aren't they?
Yeah, I don't think they're worth looking at after, like, three.
Oh.
I don't know. I could be wrong.
Eraserhead, that's pretty freaky.
Eraserhead.
Man, I used to love going into the local video store and looking at all the horror art.
Oh, yeah.
VHSs.
Mm-hmm.
They really tried back then. It was cool. Now it's all the same shit. all the posters look the same. Everybody's posed the same with the same four colors.
See, for me, I don't think they could come out with a good one now. I mean, I saw, what was that one you mentioned earlier, Jimmy? It's just with
a movie or a poster?
No, a movie. Geez, it's just been within the last few years. The Conjuring. I saw that, and I was like, eh, that was all right. And then
the feet on the tree with the rope. Oh my god!
And then that whole goofy one where the people filmed like their room or something and showed a ghost. What was that one?
Paranormal Activity.
That first one was good. How about Blair Witch?
Oh no!
Yeah, the original Blair Witch is great. The
original Blair Witch.
I think for me, what I find the creepiest in a movie is I haven't seen them, but from what maybe I've seen scenes or something, but from like The Omen, Rosemary's Baby, all these older ones, like 70s and The Exorcist, I think it's just the way it's shot. And then the grain of the film, the look of the film, and just the sound, it's like, even the microphones were so bad back then, you know, you just hear like,
right,
just all that kind of comes together. That's kind of the, it's not scary, but it's almost like a creepy feeling to me, all those things put together. So you do, you know, an HD the ghost in my bedroom. That's the last thing I even care to watch, you know. I've tried, but nah. Now, there was one. This was back in the early days of cable TVs when we first got it. You know, when HBO would show the same, you know, six movies over and over. And in that list, that's where I saw Clash of the Titans over and over. Willy Wonka over and over. Under the Rainbow to some degree. And anyway, that had to do with Wizard of Oz, I think, with all the munchkins and stuff. But anyway, one of the big movies I watched so many times was Saturday the 14th. Did you ever see that?
Never heard
of that.
Oh, my gosh. That's the funny thing. I think it's such a hidden cult classic. Most people have probably never heard of it. And it is one of my staple movies as a young teenager. I don't know how old I was. But anyway.
As a druid?
It's right. So you got your Friday the 13th. Well, Saturday the 14th was a spoof, a parody on Friday the 13th. And it had Richard Benjamin as the main guy. And Paula Prentice, maybe? I think that maybe is the chick.
Jeffrey Tambor.
Yeah. Yeah, he was in there. And
Stacey Keach Jr. or Senior.
And all these bad monsters. I mean, it was so cheesy, but man, I found a copy somewhere. Man, I watched it a few years ago and I knew almost every line as they were saying it. Man, that movie, just the visuals and the sounds. That is one of my movies right there. It's not scary at all, but
did you see the sequel?
No.
Saturday the 14th Strikes Back.
Was there really one? Wow. Oh, I bet that was really bad.
Starring Ray Walston.
14th.
And Avery Schreiber.
Strikes Back.
Whitley Strieber.
Oh my. Oh, he's got a little afro going on there. Okay.
Speaking of afros, my hair is fantastic right now. Amazing.
Man, yeah, I'm going to have to look at this. I think it's going to be pretty bad, though.
Oh, yeah.
But then again, the first one's probably pretty bad to most people.
So what's your guys' favorite scary science, like, alien film? Because you know that there's like two classifications of horror films, maybe three, right? You got your ghosts, you got your monsters, and then you got your aliens.
I mean, as a kid, it would have been Aliens, but
that one, like, I didn't find that one. That wasn't scary. Like
me, one,
the original Alien was scary.
I don't know, as a kid. I think probably the coolest one that I've liked so far was Pitch Black.
Pitch Black with Vin Diesel, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
How about
I like the shit out of that movie.
Fire in the Sky. You ever see that?
The Travis Walton story?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I did see that. Yeah.
Freaked me out. I could not sleep for days.
Really? Wow. Okay. Okay.
It's the whole suffocating part, wasn't it? Oh God.
Yes. Yeah. The sheet that goes over your body, and then.
Oh my God.
Yeah. That's scary. What about you, Jay? What's your favorite alien film?
Man. I'm having trouble thinking of any.
Like the Predators weren't scary, you know.
Event Horizon was good.
I haven't seen that one.
With Jurassic Park man,
Sam Neill.
Yeah.
Hmm.
That's a good one. That's worth watching once.
Boy, no, I can't think of any off the top of my head.
Some unfortunate early CGA mistakes. But
oh, yeah.
You don't overlook them. But, boy, there was a time when CGI sucked ass.
Yes.
Does not translate at all.
But not in Tron.
And that's what's bad when it's a good movie, except for the effects.
Is the new Tron worth watching again?
I like it. I like it a lot, actually.
I haven't seen it since it came out.
It gets better. Well, it's 10-year anniversary. You believe that shit?
For the new one? Wow. Yeah. It's time for another one.
they're doing it. Jared Leto's in it.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Fucker's in everything. Isn't he in the Batman movie, too?
The new one with Daniel Radcliffe?
Yeah, is he like Superman or something? Or
I don't know about that. Spoiler alert. Jeez.
Daniel Radcliffe.
Jared Leto was Joker in the Suicide Squad.
Is Harry Potter going to be Batman?
What's that?
Is Harry Potter going to be Batman?
Or wait, am I screwing that up? Who's the new Batman? The guy from Twilight? Is that right?
Robert Pattinson,
that's it.
Okay.
Have you seen the trailer?
No.
It looks badass.
No, I don't think I have.
What about you, Jimmy? You see that?
Oh, shit, sorry. I said, did he... Oh, never mind.
he's going against the Riddler and a lesser-known guy that's got a bunch of scars. I can't remember his name.
Box Skarsgård.
Peter Skarsgård. No.
Well, that whole damn family works.
Yeah. Well, that was a good one. Man, I have a long list of movies to watch. That's for
Mind
sure.
Mind that you work now.
Yeah. But
when we talked about this before you worked.
I was going to say, you know, by Thanksgiving, you know, I should be able to hit all these scary Halloween movies.
Yeah.
All right, so that was our horror movie talk.
Horror movie talk.
And now this.
I'm king, and they know it. When I snap my fingers, everybody says short. I'm hot, and you're not. But if you want to hang with me, I'll...
Okay, a couple of weeks ago, I was doing I'd found this list. And it was called Things All 80s Kids Remember.
All right.
And the last one where we left off was the Super Bowl Shuffle. So were you on for that one, Brad? I think you were.
I was on at the very end.
Okay.
I think the Super Bowl Shuffle was the last thing you mentioned.
Boy. All right. So we'll continue this list with watching after school specials. Do you guys remember those? I knew about them, but I never watched them.
They were kind of they were not as popular, I guess, when I was at that age that I would watch them. Like, okay. They were kind of done, you know?
Okay, yeah.
But every once in a while, one would pop on.
I don't know. Jeez. They probably didn't. Did they still have those when you were in school, Jimmy? Like, high school, junior high? Do you remember those?
Jimmy was an after-school special.
Oh, yeah, there was... remember the little star, the colors?
They still did that? Okay. Yeah, like I said, I never watched them. I was aware of them, but... the next one, seeing Greg Louganis hit his head on the diving board at the 88 Olympics.
Yes, and what was the deal with that?
Yeah, it is HIV positive, so they had had to drain the pool and make everybody drink bleach, and it was awful.
So they won't get Corona.
Princess
they
Diana came out of the stadium and said it's okay, and she kissed him or something.
And you won't get coronavirus then, right? If you drink all that bleach.
That's what the president said.
All right. Now I don't remember this one, but Time Magazine. When
I remember Time Magazine.
When a computer was named Man of the Year. Do you remember that? That was in, looks like 1983, maybe? 1982.
Was that the computer that Scotty talked to in Star Trek The Voyage Home?
Oh, yeah.
Computer?
But that was a beauty back in 82. Okay. Opening computer? Trapper Keepers.
Of course, I still have mine, dude. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I still have my green one from school.
I don't, but I do have a Hull and Oates binder.
Oh, my God.
The hockey players.
Oh, okay.
This is a hockey, dude. Hockey.
Hall and Oates? Isn't that like a singing gay couple?
Brett Hall.
Private Eyes.
And Adam Oates. Hall and Oates.
I had a couple of Paula Abdul notebooks.
Whoa.
And I actually just found one of those the other day.
I wouldn't have said that out loud.
Okay.
I saw her in concert in 1989.
Oh, did you? Where?
Jealous.
And Color Me Bad opened for her.
Oh, Color Me Bad.
And who was Emilio that? Emilio Estevez showed up because they were married at the time.
Oh my goodness.
And it was his birthday.
Young Guns?
Young Guns. Wow.
Here's one I don't remember. It was watching President Reagan say, "Tear down this wall."
I don't remember.
I've just seen clips of that.
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
I can't remember if I saw it or if it was a clip.
Rocking out to the Live Aid concert.
I don't think that was the music.
Yeah, I didn't see that either.
Yeah, there's a...
I was probably picking my ass or something.
Picture of Freddie Mercury.
What year was that?
It was in 85, and it was designed to raise money to stop Ethiopian famine.
I was still throwing my shit on the walls.
So, yeah, Wembley Stadium, the Ethiopia. Kids are starving in Ethiopia. You know, eat your potatoes. Kids are starving.
Countdown.
So that was funny.
Radio countdown.
All right, spending the morning at Pee-wee's Playhouse.
Oh man,
that was a staple. Yep.
And then you heard the news; they got caught in the theater, and you're like, "That's the end of Pee-wee."
Yeah, man. Now here,
you weren't surprised though, right? It was like, I'll get it.
Now this says watching movies on a Betamax. I never had Betamax.
I don't remember. I remember remote control cable, or you know, the remote control had a cable connected to it.
Yeah,
but it was VHS.
Right. Now we had Betamax when I started it. I remember those thinking those were like the not professional, but anyway, I thought, man, this is the good stuff. It's like, wow,
with the U-matic beta.
Jeez.
Yeah,
think all that's still somewhere, or is it gone,
or just out in the world? Yeah, it's gone. From I know that
people still have all those tapes. You know, like there's all these archives with all this stuff on U-matic beta that they're trying to archive it. It's like there's only gonna have all this mountain of stuff and no way to capture it anymore.
Yeah, we used to have those at work too. I know. I remember that U-matic. Teddy Ruxpin, Jimmy.
Oh yeah, I had that.
Yeah, I thought you did.
The Zephyr is flying.
Now that took cassettes, didn't it? Didn't you put a tape in it?
Yeah, the back.
And then finally, things all 80s kids remember: identifying with characters in John Hughes movies.
What's a John Hughes movie?
It's like me and
for real.
Me and horror movies. Breakfast Club, Pretty in Pink, 16 Candles.
Yeah. Nope. Anything else?
Did he do Home Alone?
Hell no.
I think so. Let's do this.
Look it up. Right? I bet not.
Because
I like that movie.
List of John Hughes movies. Here we go. He did Flubber, Curly Sue.
Did not do Home Alone.
Dennis the Menace. Career Opportunities.
Yeah, those are all bombs.
Baby's Day Out. Still Beethoven. Still and Home Alone 3.
Yeah, I was going to say, no way it was 1.
Let's see.
Number 1, Home Alone 1 is a masterpiece.
Now let's go to the ones that we were thinking of. The Breakfast Club, National Lampoon's Vacation. Wow. I didn't know you wrote that. The first one.
Is that where they go to Wally World?
Yeah. Yes.
Uh-huh. Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Yeah, Weird Science.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Man, Uncle Buck. Home Alone. Yeah, he did do the first one. And the second what and about, the third. Yeah.
What about that Dan Aykroyd movie?
Which one? Let's see.
Great Outdoors.
Yeah, he did The Great Outdoors.
Did he do...
talk about my childhood here.
What's the summer one? Summer Rental? No.
Summer Humper?
One Crazy Summer with John Cusack. Can you do that one?
I don't think so.
Poor John Cusack, not on his,
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Man, John Hughes. See, he's part of everybody from back then. Everybody's alive.
What does he look like?
He's dead now. So, he's worm food.
Does he look like Steven Spielberg?
He looks more like Stephen King. He's in Skype there. All right.
I don't think there's a real human being inside Joe Biden.
So anyway, that wraps up all things all 80s kids remember about the 1980s that they remember as being a kid.
Already?
All right, now we're at the end of the show. Can you believe that? Can you believe it? So, Brad, were you a Snoopy fan? Were you big on Peanuts when you were growing up?
You know, I like staples. I like, Halloween and the Christmas and the Thanksgiving and the Cosby special.
He likes the keyhole.
The big three, that's kids. We still watch those every year, so that's good. Did you see, I think it's Apple TV bringing it back. They're bringing back a new Charlie Brown show.
No, I did not see that.
Actually, the animation.
Charlie Brown.
Yeah, it's pretty close to the original, and the voices sound all right. They've got a trailer out there, and there was just a little bit of it that was a little kind of. It looked a little better produced than those old ones. Those old ones were so bad, you know, but that's
right.
That's part of the charm, you know? So.
So, like, do they have different subjects like the old ones, or?
I don't know. I don't know anything about the show. I just saw the trailer, and it really doesn't show much. It shows Charlie Brown and then Snoopy dancing around or whatever. But
Jay, why are you so useless? Jesus, man. Come on, man.
I'm so pretty.
So, yeah, that is Charlie Brown show coming back.
That's a lot of forehead.
It is.
Jesus, that bitch is ugly. Woo!
Is who Peppermint Patty?
Hold on. You got to see this Tiger Queen.
Oh, I don't want to see.
Tiger Queen?
No, I don't know what you call her face. She looks like Dolph Lundgren got hit by a Mack truck. I lost my damn...
You lost your page.
I lost my damn start menu.
So, Brad, have you ever seen The 1,000-Pound Sisters?
Yeah, we talked about this.
Are they? Is it like the brothers that were buried in a piano case?
No, it's a TV show.
That rode the motorcycles?
No.
It's a TV show of two fat chicks.
One is 600 pounds and one's 400 pounds. And so, as far as I know,
1,000 pounds of loving.
Yeah, as far as I know, there was one season, and
one of them.
No, it was their journey to lose enough weight to get the stomach surgery, so they could lose a lot of weight.
That's quite a journey.
But yeah, so I watched that while I was on hiatus.
All right.
That's going to be difficult.
It was somewhat entertaining, but it was just one of those reality Lifetime shows, you know.
They're like from Kentucky or some shit.
Yeah.
They got really thick Southern accents.
No, I've not seen it. Is it worth watching, Jay?
I don't know. It was all right.
That's our mission this year, Brad. We got to find a scary movie that scares Jay.
Oh, jeez.
I
tried that. I think Hereditary. Is that what it was called?
Oh, how was that?
It was all right. I watched that last year. Yeah, it was all right. I mean, I don't know. It wasn't scary. I don't know. It was a little like, definitely like disconcerting.
Are you watching shit, outside in the sunlight?
Uncomfortable. Like,
at night with the curtains drawn, everything's dark except the TV.
Yeah, that one I know I watched at night. Yes.
Are you by yourself?
Yeah. Yeah.
Are your kids in the house?
No.
Shit still doesn't work.
No. I remember. I tried that one. Cricket.
Oh, man. You watched that one. Oh.
So do you have anything you want to bring up, Brad?
I do like crickets. I
just want to question up what our president's doing leaving the hospital already. But, we don't usually talk politics on the show. That has blown my mind.
He's super president. Don't let it dominate you. Okay. Don't be afraid of it. We're going to beat it. I told Jay earlier, I was like, how many people died in 9/11?
Oh, yeah. We figured this out. Jimmy was talking about, how many people have died, or how many people die now every day or something. And they say that it could get up to 2,900 people a day dying.
Right. Yeah.
And we looked up how many people died on 9/11, and it was 2,977.
Was it 20? Okay. I thought it was just under 3,000.
Yeah. So we're looking at, it may end up being a 9/11 every day.
Right.
To kind of show the scope of this thing.
That's crazy.
A day. Yeah.
A day. Freaky. Right.
Freaky. In America. Not the world.
War.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, we've already what they calculate that we've lost more people with from Vietnam, Iraq, and a major war. Maybe the Civil War? Combined or something? Man. I'd have to look that up. I don't have that information at my fingertips.
I get what you're saying, though. Yeah, it's like craziness.
I hope they find a vaccine soon, because this is... Like, people are just stupid. People are stupid, and they're not wearing their masks and shit, and...
Yeah. Same down here.
Like,
everyone's wearing shit.
St. Clair County, where we are, it was so bad there for a while. In Illinois, we were like... one of the top, five or six counties, and they were all down here, around us. Mm-hmm. And so now the numbers have started going down. So guess what? Restaurant owners are
opening back up.
Yep. They're like, numbers are getting better. So we're going to, even against Illinois policy or suggestion, whatever it is, they're like, well, whatever. Look at our numbers. We're doing fine, so we're going to open up. I'm like,
right.
Okay. Talk to me in a month. Talk to me in November. Let's see how many customers you have.
When's the last time you guys ate at a restaurant?
Well, I will say it's been just... I went out a couple weeks ago with my parents.
Okay.
And it was one of these places. It was in Ava, Jimmy, down by Jill. And they had a lot of tables outside, but we didn't eat out there. We had called for reservations, and we got to the restaurant, and we had to call them to let them know we were there. And then they told us it was okay to go in, so we had to wear our masks to the table. But once we were at the table, we obviously take them off for the to eat, but
for the food.
Yeah, but they did have the tables spaced quite a bit apart. So okay. I knew going in there, I was like, man, if they're just, you know, sitting everyone at booths or whatever, cramming them in here, I said, I'm going outside. But no, that we were in this big round table right in the middle, and well, at least 10 feet in each direction. I mean, it was a long distance. So I felt all right doing that. But yeah, that's the most I've adventured out.
It's been since March since I've eaten at a restaurant.
Yeah. I don't plan on continuing. Or, you know, that was a special. That was for, what was it? I think my mom's birthday or something. Yeah, I think it was. So it was last month, September, yeah.
Like, my dad turned 75, and, like, we're all supposed to eat outside on Saturday. And it was, like, kind of crappy out, so it was, like, misting and stuff. And so they decided to eat inside, and I was like, you know, like, I just put in a bad position, so
yeah.
We ate inside, and it's like we've not been inside somebody's house since March.
Man, yeah. It's like I hadn't been to St. Louis since March, and I had to go my first day driving there. I'm like, when I went back to work, I was like, oh, this is so weird. It kind of broke my streak. You know, I was like, it's been 6 months, and I haven't even...
Right.
Drove there for 30 years, and now... I don't know. I think I'm going to be pretty cautious for quite a while, you know? I mean, why risk it? Why? I mean, I'm fine here. I don't have to go out and eat in a restaurant with people, you know?
Right.
I don't. Maybe some people do, but I'm not like that. I'm just happy. I didn't like going out to eat to begin with, you know, before COVID.
Yeah, we had to drag your butt out to go to the restaurants for our little tasting outings.
Yeah, we went to the Greek Isles, or what was that place called?
Soko Euro in Delhi.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah, right.
Or the Greek Isles, if you want to call it that. And what was that place called? Red Robin.
Red Robin, yeah. Something, something Audubon Society. All right. Anything you wanted to bring up, Jimmy? This is your last chance for a week.
Find a way to the frost land.
You've been waiting to say that? All right.
He's a braver man than I.
All right, but it was good advice. I will admit that. Good advice.
Oh, Jay, do you got a can report? You got any new cans?
Yes. I got a Duff. I got a Simpsons Duff energy drink.
Didn't I give that to you?
Yes, I think so. What I need to do...
Several years ago?
Yeah.
Maybe a decade ago?
I made a trade with someone over the weekend.
Oh.
There it is. I'm looking at your Duff. It's a different can because yours was so long ago that they are slightly different now.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Now they say underneath energy drink, it says wonderful orange flavor.
Nice.
Whereas the one you gave me did not say that.
Well, I apologize for that.
You screwed up.
It's a variation. I like it. So anyway, that's my newest can. Yeah.
Okay.
I had some things someone wanted, and they had something I wanted.
Is that how that works?
Yeah.
Love a Vlevin.
What's your favorite can, Jay?
I have two for World of Warcraft. I really, really like those cans. One is for the Alliance, and one is for the Horde.
Dude, I'd kill for some orange drink right now.
Those are pretty special. All right. Well, if that's it, if that's all you guys have, then...
I can talk about your cans all night, Jay.
Oh, I bet.
Can I touch your cans?
No. All right.
That's not very nice of you.
So if you want to...
I thought your cans were docile.
If you want to contact us with any questions or comments or suggestions...
Dear Lord, why would you?
Write to thecollectivebrainpodcast@gmail.com. And you can find us on Facebook. We're there every week. I log in, I see all the videos and messages and people's lives updates, and I'm just like, eh, I don't have time to look through all that.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
So anyway, that's going to do it for episode 331. Thanks for listening. Come back next week. Did I say 331? I think I did. Do you realize I'm going to be retired when we get to 331?
I'm going to be a retard.
Let's leave politics out of this. All right, episode 231 in the can. All right, thanks for listening. We'll see you next week. Bye.
I see what you did there. Bye.
This is the last one forever. Bye.
Come, my people, welcome to worship. Love is in the warmth of this place. Sing to God a song of thanksgiving. Sing to God a song of praise. Gather in safety. Welcomed in Christian love. God touches us with strength from above. Come, my people, welcome to worship. Love is in the warmth of this place. Sing to God a song of thanksgiving. Sing to God a song of praise.
This has been a Metal XOR production.
That wraps up all things all 80s kids remember about the 1980s that they remember as being a kid.
Yes!
Lost my damn start menu!
Don't be ridiculous. Hercules!
I used to watch Rainbow Bright and Care Bears at Maryland's.
Cricket! Cricket!
Keep looking up.
Check your tone, girl.
I can't wait to make cheese. Orange from all the pasta.